Our reading today will come from Hebrews chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, beginning in verse 1 and reading down through verse 4. Let me encourage you to open your Bible and read and follow along with me as we read these words and as we discuss these words in this lesson. In the previous lesson, we looked at an introduction to the book of Hebrews. We talked about certain characteristics or marks of this book. We tried to look at the book of Hebrews from an overall perspective. Now we begin to look at the actual words of the text of this great book, and what a fascinating book it is. Hebrews chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. In the book of Hebrews, remember that the main point of this book, according to Hebrews 8 verse 1, is that Jesus is the great high priest. As you begin reading the book of Hebrews in chapter 1, verse 1, you're reminded in a way of John chapter 1, verse 1. Because in John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14, the Bible says in John chapter 1 that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So in the book of Hebrews, you will find some reminders of the great book of John. But there is a difference. In the book of John, you find that John is emphasizing the deity of Christ. He's emphasizing the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. And so throughout the book of John, you read all kinds of miracles that prove that Jesus is the Son of God. From beginning to end, the book of John has that theme that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. In the book of Hebrews, especially here in chapter 1, you find also that Jesus is God. We're going to be looking at some of the proofs that he gives in Hebrews chapter 1, some of the statements which show that Jesus is deity. So in that way, the book of Hebrews and the book of John overlap. But here's the difference. In the book of Hebrews, he is not just showing that Jesus is God, he is showing that Jesus is the great high priest. Again, Hebrews 8 verse 1 says, that is the main point of this book. Now, in showing that Jesus is the great high priest, he not only shows and doesn't even primarily show that Jesus is deity, but he emphasizes the humanity of the great high priest. He talks about the human side of Jesus Christ. So in Hebrews chapter 1, he in a way lays the foundation by saying that Jesus is God. And then he talks about how that Jesus became a man. And so you'll find these statements throughout the book of Hebrews that talk about the fact that Jesus suffered just like we suffer in chapter 2 especially. And then in chapter 4, you have that famous statement in Hebrews 4, verse 15, that he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus was the great high priest. He was the God-man. That is, he was God who became man. He took on the form of a human being. And he did that in order to be our great high priest. Now, that's the theme that he's going to unfold as you read through this book. Let me give you a pointer on reading the book of Hebrews that I believe will help. It's important when you read any book of the Bible to read as much of that book as you can at one sitting. Now, I know that sometimes other responsibilities and time constraints won't allow you to read as much of the Bible as you might like to or need to. But it's especially important with the book of Hebrews to start with the very first verse of the book and read as far as you can, because everything is tied around that one theme of Jesus being the high priest. And the more you read this book, the more that point will sink in. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, where he says that God at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past. The King James Version translation at sundry times means at various times. And when it says in diverse manners, that simply means in various ways. So he's comparing or contrasting how God spoke in the past with how he speaks today. Notice the difference here. In verse 1, he says that God spoke at various times and in various ways in time past. But in verse 2, he says, in these last days, he has spoken unto us by his Son. There's the difference. So this is the contrast that you will see throughout this book. How God spoke in the past and what God said in the past, and how God speaks today and what God says today. In other words, he is comparing, he is contrasting the Old Testament with the New Testament. In verse 1, also when he said that God spoke in time past in various ways and at different times unto the fathers by the prophets, it's important to keep in mind that he says unto the fathers by the prophets. He's especially emphasizing the Mosaic period here. There were many different ways in which God spoke to man in the Old Testament, but he's really talking here about the fact that God spoke to man, to the fathers, that is, the forefathers of these Jewish Christians. And again, that shows that the people who received this letter were Hebrew Christians. They were Jewish Christians. So he's talking about the forefathers, the ancestors of these Jewish people. God spoke to them in Old Testament times by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken unto us by his Son. Notice how he describes the last days. He says, in these last days. That shows that when the book of Hebrews was written almost 2,000 years ago, the writer says that they were in the last days. That's a lot different from the way that many people talk about the last days in our time. But what does he mean when he says that God in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son? Well, let's consult a few other verses. Remember that Jesus, just before he ascended back up to heaven, said, all authority has been given me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28, 18. Remember also that Jesus told his apostles in John 16, verses 12 and 13, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So Jesus said that the Holy Spirit was sent upon these apostles and other inspired men. Now, those inspired men wrote the books of the New Testament. So what he's saying here in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, is that God speaks to us today through the New Testament, the last will and covenant, or testament, if you will, of Jesus Christ. Because even though Jesus did not take a pen and actually write those words of the New Testament, those words are his last will and testament. Those words are his teaching, his doctrine. And that's how God speaks to us today. In verse 2, he begins to describe who Jesus is. This is very important to keep in mind. And these people who received this book in the first century, if they paid attention to what's being said here in chapter 1, would have a different view of Jesus Christ than some of them were being tempted with, or than some of them actually entertained about Jesus, because some of them were slipping in their faith in Jesus Christ and in the new system, the New Testament church. He says that Jesus Christ, in verse 2, is the one whom he, that is God, has appointed heir of all things. That simply means, as Matthew 28, verse 18 says, that God has given him all authority. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Revelation 17, verse 14, God has put all things under his feet, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 tells us. So here the Bible says that God has appointed Jesus as the heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. The word worlds here is put in the plural to signify how that Jesus was the maker or the creator of all of the creation of the entire universe. So in John chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That's Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. He goes on to describe Jesus in verse 3 as being the brightness of his glory. That is, the very brightness of the glory of God. In John 1, 14, John says, "We beheld his glory." This is why Jesus said to Philip, "He that has seen me has seen the Father," in John chapter 14. He goes on to say, and notice this expression. This is very pointed, and it's very important. In verse 3, he says that Jesus is the express image of his person, that is, the person of God. This is a statement that shows beyond any shadow of a doubt that Jesus is deity. Let's start with the word person here in the King James Version. That is a word which means the substantial quality or nature of someone. The substantial nature, the essence, the actual being or reality of God the Father himself. Now, what is Jesus to the person, that is the very nature and essence of God? He is, the Bible says, the express image. That is, he is the exact expression of the very person, the very essence or nature of God Almighty himself. And then he says that Jesus upholds all things by the word of his power. Not only did Jesus create everything that we see, Jesus maintains this entire universe. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, 15 through 17, that he not only created all things, but by him all things consist. So Jesus maintains everything. And that again shows that Jesus is deity. He then says that he had by himself purged, that is, cleansed us from our sins, and then he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He is sitting at the right hand of God, exalted as we speak. As a result, the Bible tells us in verse 4 that he was being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Notice the comparison here that he's making in chapter 1. He's saying that Jesus, as the great high priest, is far above the angels. So in this opening chapter of the book, which many people call the book of better things, we have already seen that Jesus is far more than just a prophet. And we're seeing now that Jesus is far better than the angels. And we're going to build on those points in the next lesson, and we're going to contrast what Hebrews 1 says about Jesus with what many people in the world who belong to other religions say about the Lord Jesus Christ.